The next patient is Robert Gotti. The last name is G-O-O-T-E-E. This is a clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that has a history of multicystic disease. Excuse me, that has history of polycystic kidney disease that was diagnosed on June 21st, 2022, period. The kidney function has remained stable. The patient is with a creatinine of 1.47 compared to 0.89 in the past. And the reason for this is because this patient has an ischemic cardiomyopathy with decreased ejection fraction, a recent cardiac catheterization with a PCI in what he calls the widowmaker. As he was told by the cardiologist that did the cardiac cath in Naples, period. The patient has been taken in Presto, and a variation in the administration of furosemide, which also make an impact in hemodynamics. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. The serum creatinine is 1.47. The estimated GFR is 47 mLs per minute, period. Number two, the patient has a history of BPH that is followed by Dr. Povey. He had enlargement of the prostate with trabeculation and the bladder. The urinalysis is much better, doesn't have hematuria, period. Following number, arterial hypertension under control. Following number, the patient has the ischemic cardiomyopathy, a tendency to develop congestive heart failure, the patient was given the advice of restrict the fluids to 40 ounces in 24 hours and follow a body weight. Of 147 pounds. If it is over 147, he's going to take diuretics. If it is under, he's going to drink more fluid. And we are going to keep control and monitor the serum electrolytes and the kidney function. We are going to give him an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup. He was given the phone number to call us in case of any questions. In this particular case, I review the chart, and in 15 minutes, I spent 25 minutes with the patient, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.